This is the story about...
I want to do it too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
Guns.
And how we end the violence.
Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives.
I'm Emily Foreman, senior producer of Precious Lives. And this week, on Wednesday, June 15th, Precious Lives will host a live performance at the Pabst Theater.
Don't come in on the right on the downbeat.
This week, I caught up with Kieran V.
I'm Kieran. I'm the composer for Precious Lives.
3, 4, 4. Now my fears are knocking on top.
And he also composed and arranged the music for the upcoming live show.
How do you go about scoring someone's story?
For me, I can hear a lot more in someone's tone and cadence than even what they might be saying literally. Like, I always use like Lisa Etienne's story as like an example of like when she's talking to, she's looking at the picture.
One of his school pictures.
And she's like,
oh my God, they didn't even comb his hair.
They didn't comb his hair or something like that. Like,
and they let him take pictures.
Just something in the way her voice sounded to me, it was like, I could relate to that on such a deep emotional level because it felt like I was just like listening to my mom or like my aunt or something like that, you know. So little things like that drive me emotionally. And then I use like rhythmic music as like transition stuff. But it usually just happens really naturally, organically, just by listening over and over again to the person talk. And that's been my same process for the live show too.
Hey, we never gonna stop. We going up. And we're never going to stop. We're
going up. Can you tell me what the Precious Lives live show is?
The Precious Lives live show is a lot of things. It's a show that includes poetry, storytelling, and music in the form of hip-hop.
How does the live show relate to the series? How is it different from the series?
It relates to the series because we have people who have actually been featured on the show, like Karee Pennebaker and Fidel Verdeen, Damian Smith. And then we also have new people who have been added during the process of workshopping and rehearsing for the show.
My full name is Warren Nathaniel Griffin Yates. I'm 14 years old. At 8, my mom told me guns are a no.
What do you want people to get out of it?
All the work in the show makes people like reflect back on their own. So it strikes something. So you think about your own mom or your brother or your sister. Or I think everyone's going to be leaving very reflective after the show, but also like very connected too.
So to give you a taste of what you'll hear at the live show, I want to play you an episode that Kieran produced a while back. It aired last December. He remixed a year's worth of Precious Lives episodes to do it. So, here's the episode.
I was deep into the game. I was a 2-4 boy for real. The 2-4 boys. It's 24th Street. I wanted that. I welcomed death. That was my escape. I could get away from all the hurt, all the pain.
He's still in my dreams. Like a month ago, I had a nightmare about him getting shot, and him trying to run, his mama peeping out of the door.
I felt a little pinch almost. I looked down, and I saw just blood just gushing.
When you have detailed, step-by-step, accounts of the last seconds of somebody's life, you know, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody because it does change you. It does change you.
I said, where is my baby? Where is my baby? Where is my baby? Where is my baby? He just said, he's laying in the grass and burst into tears.
It was one of the worst images that you can ever, you know, imagine, you know.
And you get into a little shock at that point in time. It kind of hits you.
I mean, that moment was just like, maybe it keeps playing over and over and over and over every day.
It was always me and Marcus, me and Marcus, me and Marcus. Now it's just me, and it's just like, like somebody took, take your heart out and just drop it on the ground, just dump on it. And I was just like, I can't, I don't know how.
There was a gun in the house. There was a gun in the house. There was a gun in the house.
Unmitigated childhood trauma is the great challenge of our generation. When you don't deal with that trauma from childhood, you have profound implications for society.
This young man has a good heart. Somebody needs to get to know him.
I don't like expressing myself. I like bottling all my emotions up, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody don't care. My struggle is my struggle.
But a lot of the kids in this area don't have anyone that they could talk to. No one to go to for advice.
You become immune to it because you, as you're growing up, you hear gunshots. So it's like, once you hear a gunshot, you look and you don't see nobody aiming a gun at you, you just keep on going about your day.
Way of life now, you know. That's what we live by.
But it's a way of life. Do you want to get used to it? I don't.
I seen some stuff at the age that I wasn't supposed to see, man.
Children want a family so bad.
Whenever I was given a chance to just be a kid, that's all I did. So when an adult in your life isn't allowing you to be a kid, you step out of that place and step into the next. We put these kids in these situations where they can't be kids.
Almost all of the good work in youth violence prevention falls into four key categories.
One, connect every young person with a trusted adult. Two,
intervene at the first sign of that risk behavior.
Three, rejuvenate kids.
No matter what, you don't throw them away.
And four, attack the culture of violence. This work happens in Milwaukee every day.
Hey, don't act like you don't hear me. What you so mad about? Can I help? Anything I can do to help? Help. Was on this park getting ready to shoot a young man. He had the gun to his head. So I just started walking toward him and saying, give me the gun, give me the gun. And finally I got up close enough to him and he handed it to me. And we ended up sitting in my living room till about 3 a.m. talking.
Say something to a child. Say something.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, taking care of my kids.
Hey, oh, that's what I like to hear.
Now I'm saying, now I got a 2-year-old daughter, so now it's like I'm doing things not for myself no more, you know, because I can't. Now I just kick it with people like y'all in a barbershop, because y'all give me things that y'all don't even know, you know what I'm saying? I just walk in the barbershop and just need to hear something I need to hear.
How do you find inner peace? How do you do that?
Knowledge is simple. You gotta know who you are and where you come from. If you don't have that, then of course you're not gonna appreciate who you are or who you can be or who you can help.
I had a friend of mine, she was like, so you're gonna throw your life away when you doing good work out here? And what about your kids? I said, okay, you know what, I'm gonna organize my community. At that moment, I knew I would never pick up another pistol.
Hip hop, teaching them how to tell their own story, teaching them how to speak for themselves and with confidence and with certainty about what they want to do and who they want to be and who they are and find their voice. Hip hop.
This is our community and we're going to take it back. Realize when a black man sees another black man, then he sees life and love instead of death.
You know, I'm almost 50 and I survived Milwaukee.
Plug the live show?
Yeah. The live show, Precious Lives, the live show is this Wednesday, June 15th at the Pabst Theater. It's going to be my first show at the Pabst Theater, so I'm very excited.
Really?
Yes. At 5 p.m., doors open. Show starts at 6.
Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Isabel and Alfred Bader Fund and the Greater Milwaukee Foundation. Music by Kiran V.